it's enrolment time in the next couple of weeks where I am informed that apprenticeship numbers since the changes were made to the scheme have been maintained. So only about 60% of them start in September, the others at different points during the year. And my heart goes out to any young person who is, if you can even figure out at a young age what you want to do, and if you are then prevented from doing it because nobody will give you the place that enables you to access the training, then that's really a shame. And in terms of where the department is, we continue to fully fund all the education. The small change was that the large employers of 10 or more employees didn't qualify for an additional, I think it's about £60 a week for the time that that apprentice was away in the classroom learning the various skills. I have had some contact and I'm really happy to engage and continue to engage with the various groups and individuals to better understand what the issue is, and also working with colleagues across government. But the information is that since those changes came in, actually 35 new companies have got on board to offer an apprenticeship. And, you know, the Isle of Man, there is only so much cake. We have to divide it up. We want to give a fair amount to assist where we can. But no, I'm really open to better understanding what exactly is the situation out in the industry, the various trades, what the barriers are for people finding the apprenticeship places. But at the minute, it's a bit bad timing because it's probably in the next couple of weeks that the places that have been offered will be taken up and secured. And at that point, we'll have a better understanding whether there has been a decline in the number of apprenticeships or not. And at the minute, the information I have is that they are pretty much staying level as they have done for recent years.
If the stats are there and everything shows a downward decline, will you commit to looking at these changes again?
The commitment's already there. We are reviewing, we're constantly reviewing all the offerings that we do. And as I said, we fully fund all the apprenticeships, whether the incentive payments need to be tweaked. I think the last change, we increased by 50% the incentive payment up to £60 a week per apprentice for those smaller companies, and that was seen as a positive. If that is really causing an issue now for larger companies, then yes, I need to hear that, and the department needs to put it into a pot and reconsider. We will always require plumbers and electricians, and there has to be a balance between what's available and the funding